For 13 years, Seven Stages Theater in Atlanta's Little Five Points neighborhood has worked to bring young people into the theater through a program called Youth Creates, an intensive five-weekend program during which students create a show from scratch. WABE's Mike Johns paid them a visit and brought back this story.
The Seven Stages website describes Youth Creates as a summer theater training program for teenagers, and it is that, but that doesn't really capture what goes on. Walking into the theater while the students, teachers, and interns of Youth Creates are working is dizzying. A group gathers around a piano in the lobby working on music. Another group works on designing the set on the main stage. Students discuss the script in the theater's black box space in the back.
And the other universe gave up and started being really mean to everyone else who is still not getting up.
More music rehearsal in the dressing room.
We will be open with sunshine, but now I am stuck here.
And in the office, a few students gather around computers working on other marketing, like designing the poster for the show.
It's less like, hey, I'm in an elevator, as much as...
The entire building is packed with groups of young people working on a single goal, put on a show. Seven Stages artistic director Heidi Howard explains that the best way to get a diverse group of people to work together...
is put them in a creative process, and regardless of differences, backgrounds, beliefs, people come together and create something, and they're able to bridge that gap.
When I popped in, they were a couple weeks into that creative process.
So Friday, we decided the name of the show.
What is the show called?
Lost Creations, Finding Our Way Back.
Intern Jamie Mountain sums up the theme of the show.
Well, it is a show about the intersection between childhood and adulthood and the creativity and possibility of childhood and reclaiming that in the adult world.
Pretty sophisticated stuff. Meanwhile, downstairs in the smaller theater space, the writing group is discussing the plot.
What are things that you're questioning still?
How the discouragers realize our dreams again. I'm confused on the resolution and the end.
Okay.
And since the beginning...
The ideas are still being worked out at this point, but the basic story is that there are two parallel worlds, that of toddlers and that of adults. The toddler's imaginative play is made reality in the adult world. For instance, if one toddler imagines they're a mermaid, their adult counterpart is a professional swimmer. But when someone discourages the toddlers from dreaming and imagining, the two worlds begin to fall apart.
They're trying to, like, get it through to them that they created the world and they can do whatever they want whenever things start getting...
It's a tough collaboration. Everyone has ideas about how the story should go. Heidi Howard stresses that working together is a process that everyone in the ensemble is investing in.
There's a desire. This is not a babysitting camp. Anybody that is here in the space wants to participate, wants their voice to be heard, and wants to gain more information in what arts can offer us as a humanity.
And beyond basic theater education, how to work lights, how to move on stage, this giant collaborative process is about shaping young people through involvement in the arts. This is Vicky Walters. This is her fourth year participating in Youth Creates. She's working primarily on the script writing team.
4 years ago, I was a very quiet individual who didn't really play with others, who never really spoke up and said what was on her mind. And after I did Youth Creates, it changed my whole life to the point to where I'm actually able to say things on a radio and be in front of people. So this whole process has changed my life, and it continues to teach me more and more things every year.
How old are you?
I am 15.
And it's not just young people from around Atlanta. Heidi Howard tells me that Seven Stages has an international mission as well.
Here we have seven Dutch students, three Israeli students, and an Israeli teaching artist. This year I also have a Chinese student.
What is Seven Stages getting out of this?
The youth that will lead us in the future.
I get the sense that she doesn't just mean in the theater. By educating these 30-some students in everything from script writing to marketing to administration, Howard says that they are teaching life skills, whether they wind up working in theater or elsewhere. And the program may also be fulfilling a need not being met elsewhere. This is Jeffrey Solomon. This is his second year with Youth Creates.
My high school theater department got liquidated in the DeKalb County financial cuts. So I needed a place to learn and grow and develop the things that I felt passionate about. And so I came here, and they liked my energy so much that they offered me an internship. So I spent the last 12 months working as a designer and an actor and a singer and a dancer. And so it only felt right to come back and kind of serve as a teacher for the next group of kids coming through.
At the end of the day, the entire group gathers in a circle on the main stage, and one by one, each group presents what they've been working on. The trio, who were writing a song in the dressing room earlier, walks into the middle of the circle and sings. Thirty-some teenagers working together to create one thing may be an imposing task, but here in the circle, everyone pays rapt attention and applauds the work of their peers and teachers. Jeffrey Solomon, who was so effusive when he was talking about the work he's doing, sums up what Youth Creates means to him.
It's not about creating something that will change people. It's the creation of that thing which changes people.
For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.
My eyes are out for clarity, and I am surrounded by fake reality.
And there are just a couple of opportunities to see the work of Youth Creates. Their show, Lost Creations, is being performed at Atlanta's Seven Stages tonight and tomorrow. For details, wabe.org/citycafe.
So much to hide. Faster around me, and in a second.